It's called When I'm Down from the Four. What say you now? The door is opening. Oh, you'll be down. Now in my usual way, save my breath, knowing what you're wanting me to say. Say the midnight opens its arms to me, leaving you alone. Then I fly so far away till the night blurs my vision. And I have nowhere to go. Now I want to listen to a cassette tape. phone really is kind of it's part of the whole thing. I mean, that turntable looks modern, sort of, but it's the technology is old, you know, it's 100 years old. The phone, the technology is about 30 years old. This is a touchtone phone. Some people who write articles about the show call it a rotary phone. And it's been so long since you've even used this one that you think it's like 50 years old, but no, this is like this is probably 80s. Doesn't say anywhere on it. But this was my friend Jeff Buckley's phone, and his mom gave it to me. I don't know why, to be honest. I had one just like this that was a rotary phone, and the last I heard from him, I was talking to him on it, and so she gave me this one. And the first acoustic show I ever did, I was grabbing some things to take to the show, just capos and picks and stuff in my bedroom, and this was in there. And so I grabbed this and put it next to me, and then just sort of wanted to have it here ever since. And that's it. Yeah, so this song, this next song was written, this is called Mind Ride. It was written for the album Bad Motor Finger. And I think the lyrics were written kind of right after the first Gulf War invasion, which was kind of, my generation's Cuban Missile Crisis, because we didn't know, I mean, the day it started, what the threats, we didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know what it was going to turn into or what it was going to be like. And we just finished writing. We're about to make that album. And all our friends were about to make albums that would end up becoming very well known. And at the same time, it seemed like everything was up in the air and that the future could be anything at any time. You can't control it. And so I wrote this song called Mind Riot, which is just sort of about that. That all of it was just hard to kind of process at the time.